What's happening, Z fam? It's your boy, Z Dog MD. I'm live and direct, straight out of the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess, where I'm doing a talk tomorrow for the NHISAC. It's a cybersecurity conference for healthcare. So these are the white hats that keep us safe from the kind of hackings where an entire hospital is held hostage due to ransomware. So it's going to be people with mild to moderate Asperger's, a lot of them, 90% men in a big audience. And I'm going to be like, Shorty had them apple bottom scrubs, Crocs with the fur. And they're just going to look at me like, So that's tomorrow. I'm excited. But today I wanted to talk about a couple things. First of all, a nurse got stabbed in Newark outside of University Hospital in Newark, owned by Rutgers. This was a veteran nurse, and I'm going from the press reports, NBC and others, that say she was walking to her car after a 12-hour shift, like many of us have done, and was stabbed in the stomach in an attempted, what looked like an attempted robbery, was brought right back into the emergency department, went to surgery. We don't know further details about her condition. If you guys know her, and you don't, please don't tell me her name, don't violate HIPAA, but if you guys know her and have details you want to share with me anonymously, feel free in the private messages. This is yet another example, and from what I've heard from people who've messaged me already, this was an issue that the nurses union and others have brought up in terms of security in that parking lot. Apparently, there was an emergency phone that hasn't been working since 2014. And again, this is kind of heresy. I've just heard it through channels where people have messaged me. But the idea that we can't keep our own healthcare givers safe in a parking lot where they work, and you know they have security. Security escorts people to their car and does other things, just like at most institutions. But in this case, something clearly went very, very wrong. Even the locals were very surprised, looking at the news reports. So, you know, Newark has historically been associated, and I'm from New Jersey, with not the safest safe levels. But the idea that we would abandon our healthcare providers to fend for themselves in a dark parking lot at night without support. If that's true, if that's what happened, we as a ZPAC cannot stand for it, hence the hashtag Silent No More on this post. Because this has been an issue in many, many institutions, and people are worried, oh, that person suffering from addiction who we said no in terms of getting narcotics, are they going to come to the parking lot and stab me or shoot me or rob me? Because they know I'm the doctor or the nurse practitioner or the PA, whatever. And this happened in Cleveland to the doctor there that we featured in our video, Say Something. So this is not theoretical. This actually happens. What can we do to better protect our staff when our staff are really our most precious resource? If you're looking at balancing the business of medicine, the art of medicine, and the science of medicine, and our guest on Thursday is going to talk more about that, don't you have to make sure you protect your assets? And your assets are your employees, your staff, the people who are actually taking care of patients. When we put them in danger, when we allow a culture where patients can treat us like crap and beat up on us, and when we encourage that in the popular media and other places, guess what? You're going to end up with worse outcomes, more expensive care, and doctors and nurses and everybody else in the front lines who are burning out and leaving. So we have to stay silent no more. We cannot take it anymore. This has been an assumed part of the culture that we're quiet about this stuff, and it's got to stop. Now, that leads me in to the second – let me pull up your comments here – to the second part of this, which is – and by the way – you know, thanks to people who tweet at me and Facebook me and all these other things, this is how I find out about this stuff happening, because contrary to popular belief, I am not riveted to the internet 24/7 because there'll be stuff to do, my friends. Here we are. Look at that. The second thing that was tweeted this morning by a doctor and they tagged me was Inside Edition, which is obviously a paragon of journalistic integrity, did a show about Dog the Bounty Hunter. I know, that guy. Like, I thought we'd heard about enough of him after he became even more famous for using the N-word repeatedly with his son who was dating an African-American girl or something. And that sort of led, I think, to the cancellation of his show where he did bounty hunting. So this was a guy who was arrested in 1976 for murder or attempted murder or something like that, and got, you know, rehabilitated himself purportedly, and then comes out and does this show. Now, this is what happened. His wife, Beth, who was on the show, got stage 2 throat cancer, whatever that means. That's what the press is calling it, right? So is apparently disease-free. And so Inside Edition did an interview with him where they sort of talked to him about everything that's going on. And in this interview, I'm going to play the clip that is interesting here. He said something really disturbing in the context of being very emotional about his wife. And Inside Edition went ahead and played this interview. This is what he did. Let me show it to you. Let's get this set up here so I don't have to switch the cam. Here we go. All right. There's my boy Dog and his wife Beth, and they're talking about her diagnosis. Let me hit play. Hopefully this doesn't get us pulled from Facebook.
The Tough as Nails TV personality fought back tears thinking about losing his wife.
I told her, if she dies, you die. I said, I don't mean to be like that. And I don't mean to threaten you because I'm a good person. But Doc, if she dies, you die.
Beth's battle with throat cancer is documented in a...
Okay. Let's just weigh the gravity of what he just said. He's emotional. He's being dramatic because he's on TV. He said, Doc, if she dies, my wife, from this cancer, you die. And then he said, I don't mean to be that guy, but if she dies, you die. Now, I don't know how you can spin that apart from he directly threatened his wife's physician with death were she to not survive the cancer of her throat that, by the way, may have been contributed to by the incredible amounts of smoking that Dog does and continues to do. Because in the article, it said his wife was saying, I'm really proud of him. He's cut down his smoking a bit in my presence since I was diagnosed with this cancer. Thank you, Dog, for that. Okay, number one, people get cancer. Number two, they do die from it. Number three, threatening a physician or a clinician or a nurse or a frontline care provider or a back office staff or a biller or a coder or anybody is a freaking crime or should be. Now, look, it's hard to get really pissed off at this guy. Everybody knows he's a freaking douchebag. He's probably, there's a million things you could call Dog the Bounty Hunter. One thing I will not call him is my dog, okay? First of all, he has one less G than I have in my name, which makes him whack. Second of all, he's a TV douchebag who had a show and got it pulled because he was a racist. And now his poor wife has cancer and he's publicizing it. They're apparently doing a show about it and all that. And that's great to raise awareness. How about quit smoking, okay, for one thing, and don't threaten docs. Now, here's the second part of that. Don't threaten healthcare people. The second part of that is Inside Edition plays this whole clip because you know it gets views, which I think the question is that irresponsible? Because it's clear he's just being a dingbat. Like, I don't think he's serious about hurting this person, but how can you tell? And so Inside Edition plays it and somehow glorifies, by proxy, potential assault on healthcare people. So this is the problem, ZPAC. We have to say, you know what? Maybe we should email Inside Edition and say, you know, maybe you guys should have commented that Dog the Bounty Hunter later told us this isn't a threat. He was emotional. He apologizes, if he does, right? Instead of just letting it go and be like, oh, he just threatened the life of a healthcare provider. Do you know why? Because it happens to us every day. And all this does is codify and allow this culture that you can threaten, injure, punch, get emotionally violent and physically violent and verbally violent with healthcare staff. Because, oh, Dog the Bounty Hunter is this big, tough guy. So, of course, he's going to threaten the life of the person who is caring for his wife, right? Come on, dude. So this kind of thing pissed everybody off. Let's read some comments. This mentality is a huge factor in what drives nurses and other healthcare professionals away from the bedside. Nicole Mulvaney. Exactly. And then you have the nurse in Newark who was stabbed in the stomach because probably there wasn't good enough security, right, in that parking lot. But people get stabbed in the emergency department, like our nurse in Massachusetts who was stabbed multiple times in the upper extremities and neck by the crazy patient who came back and tried to do her in. So what are we doing, guys? And we've had this conversation a bunch of times. Doesn't mean we stop having it. We continue to have it. Lots of behavior being codified lately, Sue Lewis. Uh-huh. The comment makes the provider-patient relationship impossible. Fire the patient. Words have consequences. Jesse Bannister. Well, here's the thing. So there were a lot of people on Twitter after I retweeted this thing calling for this doctor to fire this patient. Now, the thing is, the patient is the wife, Beth. The husband is the douchebag. So she's wrapped in this douchery, this guy who continues to smoke in her presence, by the way, though she has throat cancer, which, you know, is a cancer that often is associated with smoking. That all being said, do you punish the patient for the family member's douchebaggery, or is there some other way to intervene? That's what I want to know, guys. I want to know what you guys think about this. Let me know in the comments. We have to make a lot of noise about this, right? There's no other way.